This is Reverend Al Sharpton, host of Keeping It Real with Al Sharpton, WOL 95.9 FM and 1450 AM. In this era of President Donald J. Trump, it is imperative that we, now more than ever, come together to keep what our ancestors fought for, to put our new agenda on the table. So join us daily right here, WOL News Talk Radio, where information is power.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL with Tom Joyner in the morning. Reverend Al Sharpton, Carl Nelson, C. Al, Pat Thornton, The Marketing Bullpit, Nikita Floyd, Barbara Arnwine, Dr. Mariah, Power Talk, Dr. Quarter, Butch McAdams, Moon Man, Harbor Lights, Hope Housing, and Reverse Mortgage. Listen worldwide at WOLDCnews.com and follow us on Instagram at WOLDC News.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL, where information is power.
I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, trying to save our community. Now, if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We are saving our community. And I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and I am here every Friday. Can't wait to get here on Fridays. I like Fridays. I like Fridays because we bring information here. And if you're out there, if you know somebody who's in the business arena, and that should be everybody just about now. I'm telling you, I just saw some statistics the other day. And said in our community, about one out of 158 people own a business. By contrast, in the Asian community, it was about one out of five. So that just tells you some of the, we need to get it busy, folks. We need to get busy. I'd like to welcome also my co-host today. She's joining us today for the first time. And that is none other than Sarah Harris. Good morning, Sarah.
Mr. Gatewood, thank you for having me.
I am proud to have you. She's actually launching a new business, a new wellness company, and I'm excited about it because I like wellness. Maybe you can stop me from eating these Krispy Kreme donuts, and I got some bad eating habits. Now, does your new wellness company address things like nutrition?
Yes, sir. Nutrition is one of the foundations of wellness, and we start from the basics. We teach you all about food.
Is Krispy Kreme is probably not on your food pyramid?
Everyone knows that you can have a little treat here and there. a cheat meal, as they call it.
Don't get carried away with it, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, she's coming up at the next segment at 10:45. We're going to talk about wellness because there's a lot of things out there that are taking place in the wellness and fitness community. But some of these things don't last. Some are fad. Some come and go. What do you say?
Oh, yes. So, I mean, the internet is a wealth of information, but it's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah. Overwhelming.
Because you don't know what to believe, right?
Absolutely.
You don't know what to believe. So we're looking forward to that. Coming up at the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have attorney Tisha Hillman. She's going to join us, as she always does, on the first Friday of the month. And she's going to talk about some of the law issues that we face in our community. As a matter of fact, she's going to be talking about how do you fight and resist in a system in which you find yourself constantly under assault. Now, I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that. That's coming up at the 11 o'clock hour. And then today, you don't want to miss this. If you have ever missed anything, you don't want to miss what we have coming up at the 11:15 hour. I'm going to be talking about businesses that you can own for under $10,000. And more specifically, I want to talk to you about the domain name investing business. Now, we're always talking about how we've always missed these opportunities. Well, we missed the real estate boom. Well, we missed the high tech boom. We missed that boom. We missed that boom. Well, the domain name business is actually a boom that's actually piping hot. And the entry to get in it is there's nothing else in this world that I know of that you can spend $10 on today and has a value of $1,000 tomorrow. And we're talking about the domain name investing business. Now, while we're coming up to that segment, I want you to go to gatewoodmarketing.biz and start setting up your free account. Just set up a free account if you're on your phone. We have an app. Just go to gatewood.biz, set up your free account, and we're going to get you into the domain name business. Now, the worst thing that can happen, if you may lose your $10 you put in, and we're talking about something that has potential value of thousands of dollars, I mean, that's not really a high risk. So we're going to talk about that, and we're also going to talk about other businesses that you can own for $10,000 or less. That's coming up at 11:15. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gate with your host, having the studio, Ms. Sarah Harris, who is watching me as I eat my Krispy Kreme donut. No, I do not. I'm not eating the Krispy
Kreme. You can Kreme. Share.
Well, those Krispy Kreme, though, I don't know, man. I think those things are from hell. They are so good, but so bad for you. I think even Nikita was talking about those one day on Facebook. And man, but he is right. We're going to talk about some of the other things that are happening right now in our hashtag headlines. We try to bring you what's happening in the news and what's going on. And I always ask that question, what does that make me? And so we're going to talk about the things that are happening in the news and how these things may affect you. We're also going to talk about some events that we have coming up later on in the show as well. But first, let's get to the headlines. Social Security, which a lot of people are sitting on the sidelines watching Social Security, not realizing that about $700 billion in Social Security is going to disappear from the coffers within the next decade. Now, what does that make you? Well, a lot of folks are depending on Social Security to get care of them into their old age. And we always assume it's going to be there. But folks don't make any assumptions about anything nowadays, because I'm telling you, things are changing about as fast as we can count. Matter of fact, in 2018, for the first time ever, we're going to be spending out more money in Social Security than we're taking in, which means from here on out, it's all downhill. And I'd like to welcome to the studio Attorney Tisha Hillman. Good morning, Attorney Tisha.
Good morning, Robert. Good morning, all the listeners. And good morning, Sarah.
Yes. All right. Welcome, Sarah. Sarah meets Tisha. Tisha meets Sarah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to welcome. Meet you.
So I have these two talented young ladies in the booth with me today.
So let me ask you, Robert, about Social Security, though. So does that mean that I no longer have to pay into Social Security?
I don't know about that now.
I mean, if it's going to be gone and I'm not going to actually benefit from it.
I think that now it's probably going to be safe at least until 2034. After that, it's anybody's guess. Because they will be sustainable up to about 2034, but then things start to get a little ugly. So I would say continue to pay, but you better have something else going on the side. That's why I'm talking about later in the show, as I was telling my listeners. We're going to talk about businesses you can get into for $10,000 or less. But get yourself a side hustle. I mean, I don't want to sound so street about it, but get yourself going on the side.
You got to respect that, though.
Yeah, you got to get some money coming in all the time. So even when that good government job you have evaporates, have yourself something going on the side. So that's what that makes you. Let's see. Here's an interesting story. Trump and this trade war, this is continuing to escalate. We just put 34 billion tariffs on Chinese goods, and of course China retaliated right away with the same amount. Now, what does that make me? Once again, we don't know where this thing is going to end up. Prices are going to go up. You're going to be paying more for durable goods. You're going to be paying more for things like right now with the tariffs that are going on. You can expect to spend about an additional $2,000 just to buy an automobile in the coming years. So this is not something that just operates in a vacuum and it doesn't affect you. It also tells you folks that voting has consequences, or not voting has consequences. So all you folks are out there saying, what the heck, we want a businessman running the company, yada, yada, yada. Well, you got what you paid for, and I say let's not sit on the sideline and let these things happen. We need to get involved and make sure we understand how these policies affect us and our pocketbooks. Here's a story. Workers are quitting their jobs at the fastest rate since 17 years ago. Now, what that means is that employees are less loyal than ever. In other words, it's hard to hang on to an employee. But can you blame them? You're not giving them benefits. You're treating them like the robots are always right over your shoulder. So there's really no security.
So what the employees are doing, they're jumping the gun first. So that means, so once again, what does that make me? I'm going to go back to the meaning of this show and the purpose. It's about job creation and business development, and they go hand in hand. You really have to take possession of your own fate. You can't expect somebody else to save you. That's why I like what Sarah's doing. She's a young, will you be calling her a millennial? Are you a millennial?
I'm absolutely a millennial. I was going to bring that up about people quitting their jobs. I think that's the millennial thing to do these days.
Yeah, that's like cool now, right?
Right.
Go ahead and get you a couple of checks, and you're out of there.
I'm like, go to the next one.
Back in my day, my mama used to say, you know, you don't quit a job until you have another one.
That's right. You got to.
Millennials just taking risks.
Oh, absolutely.
Throwing caution to the wind.
Hey, look, in my day, you didn't quit a job ever. until they fired you. You worked until you got that golden watch. And that actually used to be a thing where you would work until you'd be at a job for 30 years and retire. Can you imagine that? I can't even imagine that. I just can't wrap my brain around that. But anyway, that's what's going on in the news. Amazon actually has its foot. Now, this is interesting also. Amazon is actually going to be giving out toy catalogs because Toys R Us is shutting its doors. They're pretty much done. But Amazon is going old school and going to be actually giving out physical toy catalogs at its Whole Foods stores. Now, you say to yourself, now, what does that make me? How does that affect me? I'm going back to the old school thinkers. There's a lot of folks that are old school that really believe that the doors have shut on everything that they hold dear. Things like catalogs, things like face-to-face meetings, and so forth. This is my prediction, and I've said this about a year ago. Don't write off old schoolness yet, because people are nervous as cats about technology. I know millennials saying, wait a minute, what are you talking about? What is old school, right? Well, things like a hard copy, things that you can hold in your hand, meeting people face to face, brick and mortar operations. If you notice, Amazon is opening up stores. They were 100% online when they first started. Mm-hmm. They are buying brick and mortar stores, and everybody had closed the door, no pun intended, on brick and mortar. They thought everything was going to be online. Well, Amazon is actually starting to reverse that trend. Something else has happened where Amazon is kind of a little schizophrenic. They also have opened up their second cashierless store. That means there is nobody at the register. Nobody.
Wait.
I can't wait to go.
look at Sarah over there.
I'm like,
she's
wait.
Like, woohoo, that's like heaven for her.
So what does that actually mean?
You walk in with either a scanner or your phone or a credit card or your chip. You go in there and make your purchases, scan with your phone, and out the door you go. No cash at all.
So are people like how do you prevent, if there are no cashiers, right? I'm assuming there are other people in the store to
probably
stop
some
people
guy
from
with a gun, but
walking off with their stuff.
Well, I'm sure they have persons in the store. I'm sure there's a manager and there's probably some service people.
I mean, in the age of the robot, like, you never know.
That's right. A robot might tackle you trying to go out the door. If some robot drums up and grabs you and puts you in handcuffs. So anyway, I want you to think about, there's nothing is guaranteed. There's nothing that's proved. There's all these experimental models out here, the driverless cars, now the cashierless stores. But at the same time, there's sort of a moonwalking taking place in some of the old school technology, like Amazon handing out hard copy magazines in their stores. So anyway, that's going to be good to watch.
And one thing I'll add, and this is a prediction that I have, is that any business that actually starts to bring people together in real life is actually going to become more popular.
Amen. All right, folks, we're going to be back in a minute. We're going to talk about the wellness with Sarah. We have teacher Attorney Hillman. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic weather update brought to you by Lowe's. It was pretty slow on 295 northbound between Pennsylvania Avenue and East Capitol Street, and very heavy also southbound now on 295 from Benning Road heading over to East Capitol Street. Northbound 395, the 14th Street Bridge, accident on the right shoulder. So that is why you're going to be pretty slow right now heading up across the 14th Street Bridge. On New York Avenue, the usual volume between Northeast and Northwest. Pro customers right now at Lowe's, you can save on the supplies you need most from the brands you trust to help them get the job done on time and on budget. Visit lowesforpros.com for details. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high near 84. Some clearing overnight down to 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and less humid, a high near 81. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, get your pennies together. We're going to talk about later in the show how you can start a business for $10,000 or less. So don't you go anywhere. Having the studio, attorney, teacher Hillman.
Good morning. Good
and
morning.
And I have Sarah Harris.
Good morning, everyone.
All right, folks. We have some events coming up also. Last week we had the Home Buying and Debt to Wealth seminar. We've had it every month for the last 4 months. And last Saturday, things were rocking. We have all these tips on how to get out of debt and into wealth, including how to get your credit score up into the 700 and 800s. We had experts on how to get completely out of debt by paying to the principal. In other words, you have a car note. We show people how to get from that 6 month, that 6 year car note down to 3 years, and how to get that mortgage from 30 years down to 15, and we're really paying the same amount of money. We talked about things like lending and how the steps required to buy a house. And Kia Coppage, I mean, she actually did a great job of putting together a very stellar group of people. And I've been emceeing it for the last 4 months as well. There's going to be another one coming up on July 28th. And so you can go to marketingpulpit.com, go to the event calendar, and register. I had one person who went to the event. She called me yesterday, and she could not stop thanking me. She said, Mr. Gatewood, I don't have enough words. She said, I've already reached out to the person who's going to help reduce the debt. She's already reached out to the person who's going to help get her credit score. She said she has a 700 score already. She's trying to get into 800. I said, wow. So it's not for people who just have bad credit or in debt, but for anybody who's trying to go to the next level, such as buying investment homes and properties, how to take homes that have been that need some rehab and touch-ups. I learned about the 203K financing where you can actually go out and get the renovations financed when you're buying homes, and that can be rolled into the mortgage. So there's a lot of things about this that's right. So go out and register for this event coming up in July 28th. Also, I'm going to be at Laurel College tomorrow. I'm a professor at Prince George's Community College. I'll be at the Laurel campus, talking about marketing strategies from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the evening. That's like the flagship course that I teach. We also have a good turnout, and it's a great investment. It's only $40. You can go to Marketing Pulpit again and sign up for that, and that's through Prince George's Community College. Also on Monday, I'll be at Prince George's College in Largo talking about social media strategies, and that's going to be from 6:30 to 9:30 in the evening. So, folks, don't let this information pass you by. The information is out here if you just go get it. And speaking of information, if you're out here, you feel like you're dragging, you feel like you don't have enough energy, you've tried all these fad diets, you're doing things you know you're not doing the right thing, but you feel like sometimes we just feel like we're going to get a free pass. Well, of course, everybody I know is out of shape, people are dropping dead like flies, but somehow I'm going to be spared. Why take that risk when you can do something about it? Am I right, Sarah?
Yes, sir. That was the perfect lead up. Absolutely.
Welcome to the show. This is Sarah Harris. Sarah, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience? Tell us what you do and how you came to where you are right now.
I'll keep it very brief. My name is Sarah Harris. I'm the co-founder of Watson Edwards. We are a wellness company based out of D.C., but servicing Maryland and Virginia. How I got here actually was through public health. So I have my master's in public health from Johns Hopkins University. And I kid you not, one day I was sitting in biostatistics, large lecture room, and it sort of hit me all of a sudden that every statistic that we were talking about in terms of domestic health, Black people and Hispanic people were faring the worst. We all sort of, not every statistic, but majority of the statistics that we're talking about.
That's not a
surprise, right?
No, we've known that.
Right.
Every time I hear it again, it's like, man, is that ever going to change?
we're sort of used to hearing that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it sort of hit me at a more personal note one day in class that there's actually stuff that my family could be doing. There's stuff that could have saved my grandmother, that could have saved my grandfather. And there's preventable strategies in place. We talk about interventions. We talk about health policies. But there's things everyday people can do to empower people that they know in their communities to actually take charge of their health. And that sort of lit the fire under me. I then went and did global health for a few years, and now I'm back with my wellness business to sort of leave the impact that I hope to make in my community and at large.
Hey, teacher, she sounds smart, doesn't she?
She does. You know,
thank you.
For me, the question that I have, Sarah, is why is it that you think Black people in particular do not take these statistics seriously? And by that, I mean to actually put kinetic energy behind that to do something to change it.
You know, I think there aren't enough examples of people in our community who are taking charge of their health and sort of spreading the word and making it seem doable. I didn't grow up with those examples, right? My mom is healthier now because of health scares. My dad, the same. But I didn't grow up with those examples. I think in other communities, you have those examples of exercising, you know, 3 days a week from the time that you're a child, or cooking healthy, you know, not adding the salt, all of these vegetables, dessert, maybe once
a
week.
No salt.
Not adding as much salt. Let me correct myself. Not sure.
But a good point you made, like as we see gentrification takes place, you notice the first thing you see, people out walking. You see bike trails, and these are things that are anathema to our community. It's not embedded in the culture like other communities. They take it seriously. It's like our culture is about eating unhealthy foods, high fat foods, sweet foods, high cholesterol foods.
But it is really good, though.
Oh, that's
it's amazing. Ooh, boy, and nobody's saying don't eat it ever.
I'm sorry. Back to
But there's got to be a balance to everything.
Yes, yes.
And I don't want to blame people, because there's systems that are involved as well, right? When you look at the advertising, this is for all communities. It's not as common to see advertising about eating healthy food and making it look good, look like something that you actually want to go out and buy. It's much easier to see burgers and, you know, and Krispy Kreme donuts.
A lot cheaper to get those things, too.
It is much cheaper. And time is an issue. I think a lot of people in our community have less flexible time, right, to sort of prioritize themselves. And a lot of Black women in particular are prioritizing all of the people that they're supporting before they're prioritizing themselves. But the steam's going to run out.
You are speaking nothing but the truth. Speaking the truth to power here.
I need people to hear, but also to act.
That's right. We always talk about information as power, but you got to act on it. It's not powerful if it just goes in one ear and out the other. Now, weight loss and these wellness plans that we see coming into our community. I mean, they're here today, gone tomorrow. I mean, why don't they work? What's going on?
Well, I think they don't work because business is the bottom line with a lot of them.
Yeah,
it's so much easier to get people to buy without the results, right? So first of all, people take on too much at once, right? You purchase that fitness challenge or what have you. You do keto or whatever diet is sort of hot. But you're taking on too much at once. So I say start with a micro habit. Start with something small that you can change every single day. Get 8 hours of sleep, you know, every day for a week, and see how that feels. I think people also don't recognize that failure is a part of the process, right? I say that I'm 60% well, right? Like I say I'm 60% doing well with exercising, eating well.
You say you 60%? Hell, I must be 10%.
You know, I always think there's room for growth.
So what does that make up?
I'm serious. I must be
in the minus. I always think there's room for growth. If I were to rate myself higher, then I'd stop trying.
She got help across her forehead. She's talking about she's 60%. Man.
You
being modest. Go ahead. All right, go ahead. You being modest.
I think failure is a part of the process. And the quicker you can accept failure, the quicker you get back on the rebound. A lot of people see failure or going back as the end of the process. It's really just the beginning.
So you shouldn't do it and say, well, look, I tried it. I didn't work. On back to Krispy Kreme. That's not the way it works.
You know, I say have those Krispy Kremes for 2 or 3 days and then snap out of it and get back on track.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, you have a service. What kind of service? How did your company address these problems we just
Sure. Tried? So my co-founder, Catherine Miller, and I have created a 12-week program. We call it the We Live Well program, and that is meant to help people learn the fundamentals of healthy living. Through this program, participants will have access to a group fitness class, a group yoga class, nutrition seminars, and I mentioned this earlier, learning about the basics of food and how to apply the basics to eating well. You'll also have options to call into meditation calls, which I think is important, particularly because of the high stress environment that we're living in particular this area. And you'll also have access to health coaching, which I think is the integral part of this program. You are going to have a coach that is there to cheer you on, to sort of troubleshoot some of the problems that you're having throughout the program, and to help you track your progress right from beginning to end. All of our participants also will be able to try Reiki, which is a therapy that is grounded in Japanese traditions that helps people heal through energy flows. And everyone is going to have one session that is led by Catherine Miller with the Reiki.
And that's your partner, right?
Yes, that is the co-founder.
She has some greed behind her name, too, doesn't she?
She sure does. So she did her undergrad at Dartmouth and then her master's in nutrition. Wow. So she's a certified yoga teacher. She's also a well coach, has her well coach certification as well. And lots of experience. She's I don't want to mess up her Reiki therapy, but she's also a Reiki practitioner.
These sisters got some creds. All right, folks, hang on a minute. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to have Sarah to tell us how people can find out more about this great plan that she has on how to get you from unhealthiness into a new lifestyle. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I have in the studio attorney Tisha Hillman and Sarah Harris. Don't go anywhere. And we're going to talk about how you can start a business in under $10,000 later in the show. Don't go anywhere. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
News Talk, 1450 AM WOL at 95.
This is Reverend Al Sharpton, host of Keeping It Real with Al Sharpton, WOL 95.9 FM and 1450 AM. In this era of President Donald J. Trump, it is imperative that we, now more than ever, come together to keep what our ancestors fought for, to put our new agenda on the table. So join us daily right here, WOL News Talk Radio, where information is power.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL, where information is power. Tom Joyner in the morning, Reverend Al Sharpton, Chris Thomas, Carl Nelson, Keep Hope Alive Radio with Jesse Jackson, Butch McAdams, Moon Man, T.D. Jakes, Mount Pleasant, New Horizon, Power Talk Network. Download the mobile app and take us everywhere, worldwide at WOLDCnews.com. Your voice, news that's important to you. News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL.
This is Reverend Al Sharpton, host of Keeping It Real with Al Sharpton, WOL 95.9 FM and 1450 AM. In this era of President Donald J. Trump, it is imperative that we, now more than ever, come together to keep what our ancestors fought for, to put our new agenda on the table. So join us daily right here, WOL News Talk Radio, where information is power.
WOL Washington, W240DJ Washington, 95.9, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, folks, put down that 40 and pick up a bottle of water. There's a new sheriff in town.
Who still drinks 40s? 40.
See, Sarah didn't even know what a 40 is.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Look a little too familiar over there. Water is better. Well, water is like a get out of jail free card. When everything is going bad, you got to eat a bunch of bad food. Just wash it out you with water. Is it that easy, Sarah?
It is sometimes.
Okay.
It's also the elixir of life.
Ooh.
We're
impressed. Elixir of life. Ooh, let me coin that. Girl, you better look that up as a domain name. Shoot, see if that's available. Sarah, thanks again for joining us. Tisha, you had a question for us, Sarah.
Yeah, so Sarah, earlier you were talking about people not understanding and having access to, generally speaking, healthy food and not having the examples for healthy living. How do you start with people who don't have that knowledge and then taking them to a place like meditation or Reiki or something that we probably halfway even know how to pronounce? So how do you go from one to the other extreme with people who are at level one?
Sure. I say, you know, we start with an entry point with what you do know and what you're comfortable with.
Okay.
Fitness and nutrition, I think all of us are on board with. We need to get that right first. We then start introducing some of these other concepts. I think it's important to also see people who look like you practicing these services,
right?
So you will see people who look like you offering these services at Watson Edwards. I also think respecting people's comfort zones. If at any point you're uncomfortable in any of our classes or sessions, you're welcome to leave, but we also want to talk to you about it so we can learn more about what we need to do to make it a more inclusive and comfortable space.
That's brilliant.
They're taking like a scientific approach. I can see y'all in tattoos and white jackets.
Data. I love it.
Well, how can people find out more about the plan that's coming up and how to find out more about your company?
Sure. So the program is going to take place starting July 23rd for 12 weeks in Tacoma. You can go to our website, Watson Edwards, WatsonEdwards.com, WatsonEdwards.com/enroll to check out our program. You can also follow us on Instagram at Watson Edwards Co. C-O, and on Facebook at Watson Edwards Co. We'd love to talk to you.
All right. Call this sister. They know their stuff, teacher. They got all these degrees and stuff. You know, anybody can go out here and claim there and that it's kind of work, but where's that degree from again? Where are you from?
So my master's is from Johns Hopkins.
And then, you know, she's partaking of the elixir of life.
Elixir of life.
You know, skin over here looking like, you know, warm caramel.
If you go look up health in the dictionary, Sarah's picture is going to pop.
Absolutely.
60%. Imagine 100%.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you, Sarah. Hang around. We're going to talk to this is the Marketing Pulpit, and I'd like to welcome all of the new listeners. If you are joining us for the first time, I welcome you, and I'd like to say thank you to our original listeners, people who've hung in here with me for the last 8 years of being on the air. I'd like to thank all of my co-hosts, including attorney Tisha Hillman today. She's going to talk about you're in this system, and you find yourself constantly under assault, under attack. How do you resist? Do you go out and burn the place down? Do you vote? Do you call in and cuss people out? Do you run people off? I mean, people are looking for legal remedies to fight in this unjust system. What should people be doing, Attorney Hillman?
So, Robert, first of all, thank you for stating that. I appreciate the fact that Sarah did a lot of the talking for me when she was talking about systems.
Systems, okay.
Because I think a lot of times we talk about and we hear about this quote-unquote system,
right?
But we don't actually parse that out. We don't actually parse that out to really think about what that means.
Okay, break it
right?
down.
Because if it is in fact a system, right, if we start with that basic premise, then we know that there is a design for how the system is supposed to work.
I guess you got to fight a system with a system. You can't go ahead nilly-willy.
Correct.
Okay.
So if you know that it is a system that is designed for a purpose, the next step is trying to figure out, well, for what purpose was that system created?
Okay.
And if it's running according to the system and it's creating the result that it was intended to create, then the system is working correctly.
Okay.
But for whose benefit?
Mm.
And so this is where I'd like to really help people to understand that when we look at the law, You know, these things were created hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Right.
You know, thousands of years ago, actually.
Right. With a plan in mind.
Exactly. With an absolute goal in mind. And so the way that we address that is first recognizing the power that exists in a system. And so sometimes I think, specifically as people of color, we pride ourselves on keeping it 100.
Yeah.
You know, we pride ourselves
on...
Right. And I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with that.
Right.
But the thing that I want to express to people is it's not just because something is true doesn't mean that you should, you know, speak your truth at that moment.
Okay.
Because it's about exercising some kind of wisdom and judgment.
That's right.
Right. For example, if I'm walking across the street and I'm a pedestrian, there's a car coming and the pedestrian, I mean, and I have the right of way, but I notice that the driver is not stopping. I can either exert my truth,
right,
which is I am correct,
get run
or
over.
I can get killed. Or I can say, wait a minute, this is not, you know, that my truth, it still exists.
Right.
But I need to exercise wisdom right now to survive.
That's a good example. That's a good example.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people are feeling so overwhelmed and bombarded. I was reading an article the other day about the anxiety levels
mm-hmm.
of people, you know, in this current political and economic climate.
That's why they need Sarah over here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so a lot of people want to know how they can change things or work to change things. And what I say to that is, first, like I said, understand that it is a system. And so in order to change things, you need to do something in direct opposition to that system and push back. And this is where the resistance part comes in. And, you know, from a legal standpoint, there are obviously laws and policies and things like that that are designed for a purpose. And so one thing that I always want to tell people, remember to ask yourself, is now the time to tell my truth?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to actually say nothing. And so if you find yourself in a situation where you are being confronted by someone and, you know, they're calling you racial epithets or calling the police mm-hmm. on you or doing what people do now in mainstream America, it's really important to remember that the goal is survival not being right.
Thank you. We have a caller on the phone. If you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit, we have in the studio Sarah Harris and attorney Tisha Hillman. She's talking about this system and how to navigate this system, and she's talking about your truth. Sometimes your truth might collide with what you need to do at a particular moment. Caller, welcome to the show. Dr. Ed. Okay, we're going to come back to Dr. Ed.
Can you see the system? Yes, okay.
Okay, Dr. Ed, welcome to the show.
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You were talking about a system. The only way you can defeat a system is through a system. How true that is. And there's just one thing I want to warn our people about. We have power, as Nelson Mandela said about 20 years ago. Our people in this country, our brown and black sisters and brothers, we don't realize how much power we have. The thing here is I want to warn our people about. I'm a member of African Methodist Episcopal Church. My church is at Reed Temple in Glendale, Maryland. And my pastor supported me. We're going to go across the nation. Now, we had the souls to the pole, but I call them the soldiers of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And we can defeat this system we have right now. This one system that is a very dangerous system is called the Electoral College.
Mm.
What they don't want us to know about, this is one thing they don't want us to know about. You have certain swing states like Ohio, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida. You know, Florida has 29 electoral votes, and Texas has 36 electoral votes. And if we don't vote in those swing states, they will vote for you and make the election for you. They could put this man right back in office again if our people in those swing states don't vote.
That's
what
right.
We have to do is get out your yearbook, get out your all the brothers and sisters you went to school with, your relatives, friends that you haven't seen in a long time. They live in those swing states. There are about 9 to 13 swing states. Get on the phone, call them up. You got 2 years left to do this, you know, and make sure you call them up and encourage them to vote. We can defeat this thing if we can collaborate together. And my pastor supported me. We have 17,000 members in my church. Not only do I teach Bible prophecy, but I also teach science and engineering. And I'm a retired scientist from NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. Let me give you a website. And that website is www.scienceinthebible.net. Put the word science, S-E-I-N-C-E, then I-N-T-H-E-B-I-B-L-E.net. And go to my personal note on 45, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Wow.
And, there's a minute, dollars, a lot of information on YouTube, and you can get familiar with that. Get familiar with this. When you call up these people you haven't talked to years ago, you have to be familiar with the system to explain them how it works. Tell 10 people, tell them to tell 10 more people, and we can defeat this thing.
All right.
We can defeat it. Okay?
Thank you, Dr. Ed.
And you guys have a blessed day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, he said something. He echoed what you were saying. To beat a system, you have to have a system of your own.
That's absolutely correct. And I think the one thing that black people in this country have forgotten, as Dr. Ed stated, is that we actually have power.
We have power.
And that power may not look like what we perceive as power, but it is power in fact. Because think about it. If it was not power in fact, why would there be a system in place to oppress you?
You know, I think about the system of slavery. A lot of people think about slavery. They think of some poor little a little landowner out here with a couple of slaves running around. This was a system. A system that endured centuries. That's the power of a system.
Mm-hmm.
And to fight a system, you like you said, you have to fight fire with fire.
Absolutely.
And also, I would say to my generation, we also have to think about the long game, right?
Absolutely.
So we're constantly looking for instant gratification.
Right.
Voting is a part of the long game, the long strategy.
And I'm so glad you said that, Sarah, because that if there's any takeaway from this, just remember, is that we got to start learning how to play three-dimensional chess.
Well, what would you say to people today? Let's say, you find yourself under attack, you're under assault, we're in a system. What advice would you give people today?
So my advice would be focus internally.
Okay.
Focus on yourself, focus on your community, and reinstituting power and reclaiming your power and your narrative for yourself and for your community. Because if we don't have strong communities and we don't have strong businesses, all of which come from strong individuals and strong families, if we don't have those things, then we will be very easily, you know, torn apart, right?
Well, what part did the law play in that?
So when it comes to the law, it goes back to, once again, understanding it is a system. The legal system is a system.
Right.
It's all a part of a larger system.
Right.
And it all goes to the exact same purpose.
And I think some people forget that. They go out here off cowboy trying to do things, trying to fight this big system alone, not realizing the steps, how long this system has been in place.
Absolutely.
And how futile some of your efforts are if you're going about this the incorrect way.
Right. Because at the end of it all, you can only control what you can control.
That's right.
And so when we're talking about the law, just remember that just because you have a right to do something, or at least you believe you have a right is only as good as the remedy.
Right.
So if you exercising that right is going to get you killed, then it's not, in fact, a right.
I'll tell you what, hang on there, teacher. This is you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit. I have attorney Teacher Hillman. She's talking about the system that we're up against and some of the remedies. Also have in the studio Sarah Harris. With Watson Edwards, a new health and wellness plan. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about businesses you can start for under $10,000. This is the Marketing Pulpit. And Teacher Tillman is going to come back and give us her information on how people can reach out to her and get more information about her services. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
DC's News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update brought to you by Walgreens. It's pretty slow both ways on 295 right now, northbound from Pennsylvania Avenue to East Capitol Street, southbound from Benning Road down to East Capitol Street. Everything's looking pretty good right now at the 14th Street Bridge. Earlier accident northbound at the bridge was cleared away. Everything is back up to speed. This summer, Walgreens has you covered with trusted essentials you need at a great value. Stop by today for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by Napa for today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, high around 84. Some clearing overnight down to 65 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, less humid, high near 81. Napa Auto Parts has the expertise and parts you need to help keep your car on the road, no matter how many miles it has. Quality parts, helpful people, That's Napa know-how. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
Folks, we're speaking the truth today. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We're on 8 years here, and we are rocking and rolling. And the show is brought to you by certain people like BLE Executive Suites. If you have an office need, if you need somebody to pick up your mail for you, need some place to meet with those clients, hold those seminars and workshops. So if you want a long-term lease at a good rate where your office receptionist, your computer, internet, all that stuff, your internet and your phone is already included, call BLE Suites at BLE Suites. Visit BLESuites.com or call them at 301-322-1700. Ask for Ms. Bernadette Clay, and she'll be glad to walk you through the premises free of charge. They have three locations: National Harbor in Largo and over in College Park, Maryland. We have in the studio Sarah Harris, and we also have attorney Tisha Hillman. She's speaking the truth today about this system we're up against. Now, you're talking about this system and how you need to understand the truth and enter. There's a lot of moving parts. Give us an example, somebody, from a legal standpoint, what could happen?
Absolutely. So, Robert, you know I do family law, criminal law, and also personal injury.
Right.
And so if we're thinking about it just in a criminal law context,
right,
I could be driving down the street and get pulled over.
Right.
I have, you know, every right to ask the officer for his name, his badge number, tell him that I know the law. I have every right to do that. But the question is, in this day and age, is that going to be the most effective use of my time?
Girl.
Is that going to be something, am I doing, what for what end? To what end?
Let me give you an example. I was going home the other day. I was going through one of those traffic circles. Now, the police is coming off the hill, and literally, I have the right of way. I'm already in the circle. I see him coming. I speed up to get out of his way. He pulls me over. And I'm saying to myself, he's like, you in a hurry? I'm saying to myself, all right, now I know I'm in the right, but I just need to get home right now. I'm sitting there, so I put on my Old Man River, my Old Man River boys. Nobody know the trouble I see. I'm just trying to get home. I mean, I can almost see my house from where I was. I said, do I sit here and try to be right and talk about the system and how he pulled me over and I actually had the right of way? Or do I just go ahead and say, because he wasn't writing me up. He's saying, I should write you up. I thought, he said, for what? I had the right of way, you son of a... I said, oh, man.
Shut your mouth.
Nobody know the trouble I see. I put on my old... slave black boys to get on home for that day. Now, I'm telling you, I have wrestled with that to this day because it creates in us a cognitive dissonance. We feel like we have these opposing forces fighting against each other, but I'm saying to myself, this is a fight I have to fight another day. I'm going to, within this system, I'm going to fight another way.
Absolutely.
I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to encourage people. I'm going to go out and vote. I'm going to get people out of office that don't need to be in office. Sound like what you're saying, you have to fight, you have to pick your battles too.
Absolutely. And because we don't have the luxury of fighting every fight.
That's right.
Which is why Sarah's here, because she talks about the mental health and all these issues that having to be superheroes causes in our community. And so sometimes the best thing that you can do to fight the system is to not share your truth in the moment, but to exercise wisdom and to fight it when the time is appropriate, using the correct resources, which is why I believe in representing people and fighting for these rights, because if not everyone knows how to articulate what's in their best interest. And sometimes people don't know what's in their best interest. So this is why I encourage people from a legal context, always exercise your right to shut up.
Amen. Look, teacher, tell folks how they can reach you. You have a great service over there. She's very talented attorney, and tell people what services you offer and how they can find out more about you.
So once again, I practice criminal law, family law, and also personal injury. My address is located at 9701 Apollo Drive over at BLE Executive Suites, and I'm in Suite 100. My phone number is 301-744-7996, and you guys can certainly follow us on social media, and all of our handles are at tshillmanlaw.com.
All right, folks. Also, you can find all of our guest information on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit. So if you didn't get it down, if you didn't write it down, if you're driving, when you get to your location, just go to marketingpulpit.com. You'll find information about Attorney Hillman and our guest host, Ms. Sarah Harris. Now, I'm always I'm a business consultant by trade. I help folks grow businesses, market businesses, get them out into the world of business. A lot of folks are sitting here on their got these good government jobs over here. Some people are facing retirement. Some are wondering what they're going to do next. And some say, look, I don't have $100,000 to start a business. I just want to get me a little hustle on the side. Well, now, of course, you want to talk to our accountant, Felicia Day. She comes on the matter of fact, she'll be on next week about the right way to do it so that you're reporting this income properly, because we want to make sure you're doing it right. But there are things you can be doing right now by just peeling a little bit of that money off the top that you're putting in those plans or sticking in the bank or going out just wasting and start yourself a business. Here's some of the things. This is from Money Talk Magazine. Here are some companies that a business that you can start for $10,000 or less. Landscaping. Now, I'm going to tell you something else about these types of businesses. If you notice that recent immigrants into our country have jumped on these types of businesses almost from the day one, from the time they got here. I don't know if it's because we've been here so long, we've been blind, that we don't see the opportunities, but just look at what the immigrants that come to this country, look at the businesses that they jump on, and you'll notice a lot of them are on this list. Mm-hmm. We don't see it because we've been here so long. We've kind of got stuck into the system of getting a job, going to work every day from 9 to 5. We're right in the middle of it. We can't see the forest for the trees. So landscaping. You can start a landscaping business in the $10,000 range or less. Pool services. Cleaning pools, maintaining pools. Pressure washing. How many times have you seen that? Folks going to like the Burger King, the McDonald's.
I need that
decks,
for my house.
The one who power strays, and they're always busy. They're always busy. Photography. All you need is some equipment. It helps to have a good eye in photography. Tutoring. If you're good at something, if you're good at math, you're good at whatever. Tutoring, good business you can start for under $10,000. Transcription. Translation. If you're multilingual, tutor people in how to talk different languages. Now, you've seen this on some of the sitcoms, but it's true. Dog walking. This show that comes on, Kings of Queens. I don't know if you ever watched this, but one of the characters has a dog walking business, and it's really kind of funny. Child care services. You can start a child care business under $10,000. Alterations. Are you good at sewing? You have a sewing machine. You have a gift of putting things together. If somebody comes in, their suit's too big, instead of going out getting a new wardrobe every time the styles change, start yourself an alteration business. Bring those big, a few years ago, all my clothes were baggy. I put them on now, look like I'm sick or I've got my daddy's clothes on, because everything now is tight. Everything now, if the button's not pulling and the pants are almost above your crotch, you think something wrong with your clothes. That's the new style. But I have clothes that I would pay somebody to bring those clothes into, because it's good fabric, good quality, pay good money for it. I would pay somebody to take those clothes and bring them into style. Home cleaning businesses. Once again, you can start a home cleaning business for under $10,000. And here's the last one I'm going to get into depth on. Domain name brokering. Now, I've talked about this a lot, and people say, Robert, why do you keep talking about this? I'm going to tell you why, because I believe in it, and I am actually living it right as we speak. You can go out and buy an internet domain name for about $10 to $12. That's for a year. You pay that every year. Within a month or two, you can resell that same domain name, sometimes up into thousands of dollars. The reason I know, I've actually done it. I bought a name a few years ago. I think back then, domain's name cost a little more, about $35 back then. And I bought the name, spent $35 for it, had a bona fide offer and a contract on that same domain for $4,500, something I spent $35 for. I have domains right now in my portfolio. That range, the average is probably about $1,000, but they go up into about $4,000. Now, how do you know the value? Well, there are companies out here like GoDaddy, even my company, where you can actually go and get those domain names evaluated. You plug in the domain, and they'll use a system to tell you what that domain name is worth. And so I'm encouraging people, if you're looking for something to, everybody needs something that they can say, look, this is mine. This is my business. This is my side hustle that doesn't cost me $1 zillion. You might look at the domain name industry. Now, how would you get started? Now, you can go to my website, gatewoodmarketing.biz, and set up a free account and just start buying domain names. You can start with your own name. If your name is Sarah Harris, first thing you do, type in and see if Sarah Harris is available. Maybe not. So you may say, well, I may want to look at something else. So if your name is available, that's the first thing you want to do. Now you say to yourself, how big is this industry? Well, there are right now about 334 million domains registered worldwide. The biggest one is .com. .com is biggest. Most people think the next one is .net, but it's actually .cn, which is in China. They have about 24 million. TK, there's 19 million. There's DE, 16 million. Then .net is probably the most one that we're familiar with. This comes in second of familiarity. And they have about 14 million .nets out here and about 10 million .orgs. In general, what you want to do is get something that's short, under 8 characters if possible. The minute you find something short that's recognizable, you have landed on a gold mine. You have hit a gem, really. Now, what does relevant mean? Check out the hashtags. Check out keywords. What is out here that people are, what's trending? If you can get something that's short and trending in the .com, you have just hit yourself a little gold mine. Now, you got to do some learning. You got to do some searching because most of the good ones are going to be gone. But every now and then, you're going to look up and land on something and say, wow. And you can go back and get it evaluated right away. And you say, wait a minute, I bought domains in the last month that already up into $1,000 of value. Largo, Maryland, Largo MD. So here's a tip right there. Look where you are. Where do you live? What industry do you work in? Those are good places to search for gold. 2020 is coming up. 2020 is going to be a big thing, almost like Y2K. Anything with 2020 in front of it is golden. I just registered 2020clock.com. I'm going to start a countdown clock for 2020. It's already valued at $1,200. Bought it just a few weeks ago. So get out here. I mean, here's one you love, a teacher. Radio Esquire. Spent $12 for it. It's already up to $1,400 in value. Yeah.
Wow.
So get out here, folks. Set up that free account and start shopping. Let's say you went out here and said, look, I don't have any money to waste. We're talking about $12. And if you buy a name that you don't like and you decide, well, look, I want to get out this business, call me first. I will buy it back from you. So you really have nothing to lose. So, folks, I want you to take advantage of this. And like I say, there are a lot of things out here. I also dabble in the stock market, okay? But I tell you right now, my domain portfolio is greater than my stock portfolio. Yeah. So anyway, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be back next week at the same time. I want to thank my special guest, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Teacher, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
And folks, that's going to wrap it up for today. This the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be back next week at the same time and every Friday at 10:30 a.m., I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL, where information is power. Tom Joyner in the morning, Reverend Al Sharpton, Chris Thomas, Carl Nelson, Keep Hope Alive Radio with Jesse Jackson, Butch McAdams, Moon Man, T.D. Jakes, Mount Pleasant, New Horizon, Power Talk Network. Download the mobile app and take us everywhere. Worldwide at WOLDCnews.com. Your voice. News that's important to you. News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL.
This is Reverend Al Sharpton, host of Keeping It Real with Al Sharpton, WOL 95.9 FM and 1450 AM. In this era of President Donald J. Trump, it is imperative that we, now more than ever, come together to keep what our ancestors fought for, to put our new agenda on the table. So join us daily right here, WOL News Talk Radio, where information is power.